All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 3 o'clock. Sell me this pen. So I want to sell you something, and it is how much I trust Holmes with the draft that I would actually support the following. So we know it's silly season. We know the mock drafts are everywhere. But I've seen a couple that have come out in recent days where a certain player was available to the Detroit Lions at 29, and they passed on him. And I said, wait a minute. No. I actually would advocate taking this player. And it's not a need, because we all know Brad Holmes has said, I don't draft for need. I take the best available player. And I thought about in recent days things that have happened with the Lions, that Josh Reynolds is gone, and that Brock Wright will be leaving most likely, correct? Unless they've done some unforeseen match to the San Francisco 49ers. By the way, congrats on Brock Wright. You'll have a ton of fun together. But here's my point. The player at 29 that is available to the Lions that I would actually support Brad Holmes taking is none other than tight end out of Georgia, Brock Bowers. Now, work with me on this. Before you go, oh my God, you can't take it. Why? First and foremost, do you have a wideout three? No. Second of all, have we seen teams using multiple tight ends that are high end? Eagles with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert before becoming a serial killer. Patriots with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. Oh, we've seen it. Brock Bowers is far more split out from the formation than tight to the formation. And if I give Ben Johnson, Bowers, and Laporta, I give Jared Goff, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Bowers, Laporta, Gibbs, Montgomery, elite O-line. Why can't they? Don't the Lions run two personnel? Don't they use multiple tight ends? Hey, look, it's Ralph Zylstra. Hey, look, Brock Wright. Hey, look, Sam Mitchell. Wait, that was the coach of the T-Wolves. Whatever, the kid from Toledo.
Yeah, we don't have to do the whole I'm eligible. You know what? We don't have to play games. We just got two tight ends.
But this shows you how much I trust Brad Holmes. That if they took a tight end at 29, now Bowers is not a tight end. He's a weapon. Just like Kyle Pitts wasn't a tight end, he's a weapon. That while it's not a need, or while I don't think it's the best thing they could do, if Brad Holmes did it, I'd support it. So my question is, am I a Brad bot as it relates to the draft? Is that an insanely stupid idea? That if Brock Bowers is there at 29, I'm taking him. I think he's fabulous.
No, I don't think you're a Brad bot. As a matter of fact, it's one of those where you shouldn't get it. You know, you shouldn't really get invested in a player because chances are that player won't go to your team.
Correct.
But every year there is some guy who just falls and there's no answer. But if Brock Bowers is sitting there at 29, I would say I would run up to the podium and make the pick. But I would have to do my due diligence and make sure, did this man just murder somebody? Did he just do something stupid right. That I don't know about?
He shows up like Lieutenant Dan.
Right. Like, right. Did something happen? Why is he still here? Because I'm about to make the phone call.
Right.
And in the next 2 minutes, if nobody convinces me not to, he's going to be a Lion.
But think about it. I am sitting here saying that Brad Holmes could take a tight end at 29, and I wouldn't blink.
Well, I said take a wide receiver, especially with the new rules.
No issue.
Make your strength stronger. You can't tackle anybody anymore. You can't go high. You can't go low. You can't go at the knees. It's pass interference like 50% of the time. Yes. You already improved your O-line. Adding another target for Jared Goff will only make this team better. You were one of the top offenses, and you upgrade.
Who do you double? Who do you double?
You can't.
Who are you going to take away? Look, guys, I'm not telling you it's number one on my list. I'm saying that if these mock drafts, in any way, shape, or form, are communicating that a player like Bowers is falling. By the way, do you know where Bowers ended up in these mocks?
Where?
Kansas City.
So the Lions passed on him.
Uh-huh. I'm saying I trust Brad Holmes enough that if he went with this, look, they have them taking Kool-Aid McKinstry at 29. Also wouldn't have an issue. I'm making a point to you that while other GMs would do it, I think you could criticize it. I would feel a trust in Brad Holmes. Hey, he deems this player to be a top 15 talent. We're going to take him. We're going to hand him to Ben Johnson. Figure it out. Because I tell you right now.
Well, I'll just put it like this. In your scenario, I think it's great. If he passed, I would have to, I would seriously be like, why? Because you get an opportunity, as you stated, to run two tight ends, go out with your two receivers, to go with your two running backs, to go with your elite offensive line. Okay, you maybe won't be able to put Browers in as a blocking tight end, but LaPorta can do that. He did it all season long. This, to me, would be a no-brainer. Now, it's unconventional because nobody's thinking tight end because you have LaPorta. It just means that there's now going to be opportunity for both guys, and it may be games where LaPorta has seven catches, and then the next game, Brock Bowers has seven catches. You just pick your poison. So, no, I'm all for this. If he's there, you take him. If he passes, now I got some issues.
No, I wanted to ask. Because, again, there's very little they could do at 29 where I would say, Brad, what are you doing? You know, if he took a running back, if he took a quarterback, that's really about it. Anything else, I would go, all right, he thinks this is the best guy. We'll figure it out. And look, I know the Lions run a ton of three wide out. I know that it wouldn't be optimal. I guess I'm asking you to tell me what your level of trust is in Brad Holmes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In a matter of 3 weeks, when the Lions step to the podium and make that pick at 29, it would take a lot for me to not like it. And these mocks where Bowers is available, I go, well, maybe this is the line you draw in the sand. Like, wait, I'm okay taking a tight end? Now, A, I've already said it. He could be your third wide receiver. He operates away from the formation. He runs wide receiver routes. He's different than Sam Laporta. Not that Laporta is not a great receiver. No, it's that Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez were different. Not only did one not kill people, but the one was a better vertical threat and one was a better contested catch guy, better blocker, better inline tight end.
Right. For the old heads out there, kind of a Tony Gonzalez type.
Yes. Yeah. I just would love to know where you guys are at with it. 248-539-9797. Now, before we get to the callers, go ahead. David, Kenny, I'll be your pinata. Am I out of my mind?
I don't think you're being a Brad bot. I think that's off the table a little bit. I think primarily because he actually has a little bit of a resume now drafting players. If that is who he assesses as best player available, you're right. Unless he does something absolutely loony, I think you just got to say, you know what? The guy's doing it right. And by the way, that makes your offense look absolutely terrifying, especially when you factor in the run game on top of it.
And isn't this an offensive league?
Yes, absolutely. It's no longer you win by defense. It's you win by offense.
And do people have some reservations about Jared Goff paying their quarterback? Okay. Well, how do you take those reservations away? You continue to insulate. Listen, Rico's point about taking a wide receiver at 29, I've never argued it. If Brad Holmes thinks the best player to take there, if the best guy on the board is a wideout, then he's going to take him. I wouldn't be mad because Josh Reynolds is gone. Mm-hmm. And Brock Wright will be gone, which means you're one injury away from putting a garbage can at tight end. So it's this idea that Brock Bowers, to me, is one of the half a dozen difference makers that are available in the first round. Oh, there'll be seven or eight wide receivers that go. I think two of them will work out. Maybe three. Like, there are just not a ton of offensive difference makers. Not a good player, a great one.
So you're saying two would be great.
Yeah, like Marvin Harrison and maybe Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers.
Okay, because I was about to say, I can see a couple of guys being a number two receiver going to a place.
But but let's say there's a half a dozen guys that'll go in this first round where you go, okay, that guy's a problem, right? Now, you don't draft him and they turn into Hollywood Brown where you're like, whatever.
Right.
248-539-9797. David, you've been awfully quiet. Go ahead. Don't be smiling at me. Just talk.
It's the idea I love, the name I love. What I have to do is get out of the mindset of thinking, well, they already have a guy. Oh, and it is. I know it doesn't matter, but it's tough sometimes when you, they already got a corner or they already got this. And this is perfect, though. If he's there, he's the best player in the draft.
That's the one thing I used to love about your Steelers. They had defensive players and just said, you know what? We got great linebacking corps. We're going to take a linebacker.
Add another one.
Wait, but you already got four. I know. We're not going to have five. So we're going to take a linebacker with the first
pick. This would help every Detroit Lions fan that says, well, Jared Goff can't throw it deep. Okay, fine. Now he has two tight ends, St. Brown and Jamison Williams, who'll throw every so often deep.
He doesn't even need to throw it deep.
He doesn't.
He also can throw it to Jahmyr Gibbs.
There you go. I like the idea.
Right. I was like, yeah, if he's there, man, I need 2 minutes for somebody to do a quick Google search. What did this man do last night? Is he in a bong mask? What happened? Check the police reports. Check every place. I need to know.
I know. It happens every year, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Somebody falls in the draft, and you go, why?
Somebody goes too high. Somebody falls way too low. And, yeah, but if that's the case and he's there after 2 minutes, I think Detroit will be happy because, yeah, you don't have to even play the little shell game with your offensive tackle. And here's Skipper, and he's, you don't have to do that. Guess what? He's going to be 10 times better. No trick plays. We're just going to tell you.
And I
understand.
These
are the two tight ends you can't cover but one.
Before you call up and yell at me, and I don't have it in front of me. I'm just spitballing, but work with me. I know they're primarily a single back, single tight, three wide team. Let's say they do that about 60% of the time. You know what they're doing the other 20, 25%, biggest chunk? They're running 12 personnel.
But see, I think
single back, two tight end.
But see, I think Ben Johnson would evolve. If he had that, he would come up with new offensive plays, with new schemes and new systems, saying, I never thought that I would have two good tight ends.
Right.
So guess what I'm doing this summer? I'm throwing out the playbook and coming up with a brand new one.
And I'll tell you this. You know, if you run 21, 22, 23% of your sets running 12 personnel, you're going to be right in that top 10 range in the NFL in usage. So if I'm top 10 using two tight ends in the league, and one of my tight ends is walking out the door to San Francisco, and this guy is not, there's no redundancy here. He is a different player than Sam Laporta. Does that make me a Brad bot or a visionary? I'm kidding about the last part. I just wanted to have a conversation.
I say it would make you damn lucky if he's there.
248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.